没想到我今天被第一个叫上来，然后我觉得非常突然。我实际上那个牧师有跟我说那个做自己的形象。
I didn't expect I'm the first one pick up to come to give testimony.
我没有做准备，实际上。
I didn't really prepare.
我就说一下我那个信主的过程就好了。
I want to give a testimony about how I come to the Lord.
我第一次去教会的时候，实际上是很早，2003年，就是我刚来这里只有几个月的时间。
The first time I came to church is 2003 when I first came to Canada, not too long.
2003, so, 然后2003年的时候，被一个姐妹带到那个列治文的那个叫五旬节教会 Pentecostal Church.
So 2003, one sister brought me the Pentecostal Church in Richmond.
那个教会实际上至今我还在去。然后这就是我不是这个教会的常客的其中的一个原因。
So that church I'm still going. That's why sometimes I cannot come here every time.
去的时候我实际上跟那个好多人信主的过程是一样的，就是带着一个最大的问题。
Actually, it's like many of us. I brought a question to the church.
那个问题就是，为什么这些人要信上帝呢？上帝根本就是不存在的事呀，然后，他们是不是一定要经历一些痛苦才会去信上帝的
？Why do people believe in God? God does not exist. It seems to me. Why do they need to experience some difficulties then they can come to believe in God?
虽然来的时候那个在这里一开始，是有一些艰苦的工作，然后一步步那个走到正轨。
At the beginning, I had some difficult time in Canada, and then later on, come more and more smooth.
但是也没有说经历什么很大的痛苦让我去信上帝。
But I didn't think I had many difficulties to make me believe in God.
我去那个教会的原因就是想交几个朋友玩一玩，听一下唱歌就好。
The reason I go to the church is to make some friends and sing some songs.
就这样断断续续的去，一直到那个，我找到了我的爱人，在2012年吧。
So I go to church from time to time, and then I found my best part of my life, my husband. 2012年
对。然后但那个时候实际上我也没有信，但是他是那个就是那个出生就是基督徒，就是基督徒的家庭。
Even then I didn't really believe, but my husband was very devoted Christian from a Christian family.
我从他身上学到了一些东西，让我觉得这种东西非常宝贵，又是我身上没有的，但是我也说不出来是什么东西。用一个词来说，就是那种精神上的东西。
I learned a lot from his life. I don't know what is that, but one thing I can say, it's spiritual. It's in the heart.
然后实际上那一直到那个时候，我也没有信主，我也没有那个去受洗。
Even then, I didn't really believe I was not baptized.
对我触动的一件事情是那个。2015年那个圣诞节是我人生中最痛苦的一个圣诞节。
There's one thing really touched me is the Christmas of 2015. It's one of the most difficult year of my life.
我那时候怀了第二个宝宝是不到三个月。
I was pregnant with the second child about 3 months.
就在圣诞节的前三天，12月21号是2015年。
So about Christmas time that year.
A few days before the Christmas.
Yeah.
然后我被那个我的那个那个产科医生叫到了那个办公室。我记得是顶个大雪从那个家开到了内蒙古。我当时就有不祥的预感。
So that time I was called in by my doctor, maternal doctor, and it was snowing. I felt a kind of a very It's like a bad luck.
I went to his office and I 然后我去开车的路上我已经掉眼泪了，我就知道这个孩子是有问题的。
When I drive on the way to the office, I tears just streamed down.
然后那个医生告诉我说我是非常感到遗憾，但是我还得尽快告诉你，你前两天做那个检查的结果是你的孩子是那个有那个唐氏综合症。
So the doctor just told me that it's very sorry to tell you that the report from the results show that your child has a problem.
It's called Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
Or trisomy 21, 就是那个他的基因有一组上是有多出来一个小基因，多半个基因在上面了，第二十一组的基因。就是这个问题。
Yeah, just something about the genetics.
然后我当时是可以想象这个心情，简直是无法描述的那种痛苦和那个一下子摔入低谷那种感觉。
You can imagine how I felt at that time. It's really like I fall into the valley.
比这个更痛苦的是那个第二天我就去那个BC Women's Hospital， 就去了那个妇产科的医院。他们有一个专门做这个咨询的人，就是他非常了解这个遗传方面的事情。
So second day I went to the department in Women's Hospital and they know more about this genetical things.
For consultation.
For consultation.
然后这个人问了我一个那个严峻的问题，他说我可以给你介绍一下你这个孩子的情况。
The person asked me a very serious question and demand my answer.
但是有一个决定是你自己要做，就是要在那个新年之前要给我一个那个决定。
But the decision you must make yourself and you have to give me answer before the new year.
我只有六天的时间来做这个决定，就是要不要这个孩子。
So I only had 6 days to make this decision. Do I still want to keep the child?
然后这个人说，每个家庭都是不一样的，有些人是决定要这样的孩子，有些人就是不要的。
So the person told me many families make different decisions. Some people will want the child, some others won't.
主要原因就是这样的孩子他会有各种各样的问题。
Because this kind of child will bring many problems into his own life.
就说一个例子吧，50%的这样的孩子，他的心是有先天性的心脏疾病。
One example, 50% of this kind of child has heart problems.
当然还有一些发育上的问题。
And also some problems with development.
这个圣诞节简直是过得痛苦极了。然后我也给我妈妈打电话。
So that Christmas was hard for me, I called my mom.
然后妈妈因为她是信佛教的，她的一个观点就是，无论是什么杀生，她这个就是这个，你不要这个孩子就是一种那个杀生。
My mom was a Buddhist, and her opinion is that no matter what, shouldn't kill.Keep the life.
我是有一点对这个有一点的恐惧，但是，我跟我的先生来商量一下。
So I had some fear, but I discussed with my husband.
我爱人的意思就是那个，只要这孩子享受生活，我就没有理由不要他。
So my husband's idea is that as long as the child can enjoy life in the future.We have no reason not to keep him.
在这我要说一下，就是在我们在人生做决定的时候，有些人告诉我，你无论要这个孩子还是不要这个孩子，都是错误的。
At that time, some people would tell me that no matter you make, want to keep the child or not to keep the child, you are still wrong.
但是我先生告诉我，无论你做什么决定，都是正确的。
And my husband encouraged me that no matter what decision you make, it's all right.
然后我们就决定要这个孩子。
So we decided to keep the child.
但是那个接下来的两三个星期里，我都是哭着度过的。
So the next 2 weeks, I passed with tears.
既然决定要这个孩子了，下面就有无休止的那个检查。每两个星期，我要做一次非常详细的这种那个ultrasound， 就是 B 超。
So next few weeks, I always go to the hospital to do examination.
人家的 B 超是15分钟，我的 B 超2个小时。
The ultrasound takes longer than Europe.
然后医生就不断的告诉我，这个孩子可能是心脏上有洞洞。
So the doctor keep telling me that the child might have a hole in the heart.
然后那个消化系统可能有问题。
Digesting system might have problem too.
告诉我要做好这个思想准备。
So we need to be prepared.
在那个时候，我的姊妹安娜也是在怀着她的第三个宝宝。我们两个实际上前后只差一个星期的时间。
At that time, Anna also with her third child. It's like 1 week apart from me.
我们又住得很近，在操场上玩的时候，带孩子玩的或者散步的时候，我们经常能看到地方。
We live very close, so we can see each other often.
安娜姊妹和其他怀宝宝的那个妈妈一样，是一种开心喜乐的。我去医院的时候看到其他的那个妈妈也是开心喜乐的。
Anna was like any of the other mothers with child. She's very happy, very joyful.
但是我看到其他那个有宝宝的妈妈的时候，我是那个心情是非常复杂的，因为我自己知道那个自己带着宝宝是不健康的，但是我还要停下来，要他。
But for me, it's a very different story. My feelings are mixed.
然后那个孩子生下来的时候，前一天我在考场上迎接着一个非常大的考试，是那个注册护士的考试。
Just after the birth of the child, I had
just the day before.
The day before the birth, I had to go through a pretty important exam for my nursery exam.
It's a registration for nursing. 这个考试第一次我是那个 failed 没有通过，所以这是第二次的考试，而且那个面临的孩子随时要早产。
So this time I face such problem. They might be miscarriage even.
这个奇迹就是，然后我在考场上的时候，真的是心里一点褶都没有，因为我知道我 ，OK， 就是那个可能通过了，但是后来那个过了24小时，我发现我通过了考试，是那个我不知道是什么帮助了我。
My exam went well. I thought it might be God who helped me.
然后那个没想到考完试那个当天的夜里，我就那个孩子就要出生了，也是提前了13天。
I didn't realize that my child is coming sooner than I expected, 13 days early.
然后第二天我就赶快去了医院。去了医院的时候，孩子出生了，那个医生就给他那个护士就报到了重症监护室。
So when the child was born and he was taken to the ICU.
然后就后来就发现那个孩子实际上他的那个消化道是不通的，不工作的。
So it was found that his digestive system is not working.
然后孩子后来又转到儿童医院做了那个10天的时候就接受了大手术。
So then he went through a big operation.
接下来的他现在是2岁半了，接下来后来手术之后那个2年的时间里。 我们在不停的跟那个就是发炎这个 infection 做斗争。
So later on in the next 2.5 years, we always fighting many infections and things.
一开始我还在记我们是哪一天去医院去了几次，现在根本就记不清了。
At the beginning, I always record which day I went to hospital, but now I cannot keep the record anymore.
他是12月初刚出院这次是。
And the last time was just a few days ago.
然后实际上我在去年的2017年4月份有在那个做了洗礼。
2017, I was baptized.
因为我在那个时候意识到那个这个孩子他的命运不在我的掌控之中，也不在那个医生的掌控之中。
The time I realized this child's fate is not in my control or not in the control of the doctors.
然后我渐渐相信有一种那个外界的最强大的力量来掌控着所有事物，所有人类，所有生命的命运。
I believe that there's a super big power whichhave all these things in control, including our lives and the lives of others.
然后还有一件事情就是那个父亲在那个夏天的时候，经过2个半月跟肺癌的斗争去世了。
Another thing was my father in last summer was fighting cancer, lung cancer for a few months, and eventually he passed away.
爸爸跟我说过，那个其实你妈妈信佛信了这么多年，我没有信过佛教。
So my dad said, though your mom believed in Buddhism for many years, but I do not.
然后那个Pastor Bing 有去看我的父亲，跟他那个谈话，父亲竟然意外的决定接受洗礼。
So Pastor Bing went to the hospital, talked to my father, and he decided to.Be baptized unexpectedly.
然后我在想，我父亲这样有自己的主意不太轻易相信别人的，怎么会那个接受洗礼
？So that time I thought my father he has his own opinions about things. It's very difficult for him to be persuaded. But how come he wanted to be baptized?
然后后来接下来一个月里面，那个 Mary 姊妹她每天下班的时候都会。到病床边陪我父亲，陪他祈祷。
After the baptism, in the 1 month, Sister Mary always come almost every day, come to the bed, my father's bed, to, in the hospital to pray for him.
然后父亲是8月14号接受的洗礼，9月13号去世的。
My dad was baptized in August 14th and passed away in September 13th.August 14th is also my day of baptism. I baptized him. It's amazing.
父亲走的时候还是很平静的。他可能是心里面更充满了平安。
My dad passed away with such peace in his heart.
所以经过这些事情的那个有这些经历吧，我对自己以前那个问题确实找到了答案。我觉得，就是有一种极大的力量是我们一定要相信的。
So through all these things, I believe there's a power, which I need to believe.
Thank you so much. 非常感谢，
谢谢大家。